This is U.S. Civic and Pocketbook Scan. August 24th, 2026, from What's My Politics? Pull up a chair, because here's what happened and why it matters to you, your wallet, and your kitchen table. This scan puts the biggest practical developments first. A court ruling affecting legal immigration and family reunification, a finalized but blocked Postal Service mail ballot rule, and federal policy moves tied to housing, childcare, and rural healthcare. A common thread is that many decisions are now made, but their real-world effect still depends on agency rollout, court action, or state and local implementation. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Federal judge throws out the State Department's 75-country immigrant visa freeze. On Friday, August 21st, a federal judge vacated a State Department policy that had stopped immigrant visa processing for people from 75 countries based on a blanket concern that they might use public benefits. The court said the policy exceeded the Secretary of State's authority and conflicted with the immigration law's case-by-case visa process. The ruling also set aside refusals based only on that policy. What to watch? Watch for updated State Department instructions to consulates, any government appeal, and whether previously refused applications are reconsidered promptly. Headline 2. Postal Service finalizes a mail ballot rule, but courts still block it for now. The U.S. Postal Service published a final rule on August 21st that would add federal requirements for mail ballots in federal elections. If allowed to take effect, states would have to provide the Postal Service with voter and ballot barcode information and use specified ballot envelope standards. But federal court injunctions currently prevent the rule from being used for the November 3, 2026 election unless a court lifts those orders. What to watch? The Supreme Court has an emergency request from the administration in a related case. Also watch for the Federal Register publication scheduled for August 26th and for state election offices' guidance to voters. Headline 3. New federal housing law is on the books. The hard part is local follow-through. The 21st Century Road to Housing Act became Public Law 119-101 on July 11th. The law is meant to increase housing supply through changes that include cutting some federal housing rules, shortening parts of the review process, and addressing large-scale corporate purchases of single-family homes. It is now law, not just a proposal. What to watch? Watch for HUD and other agencies' implementation notices, grant programs, and rule changes, plus whether cities and states change local rules that limit housing construction. Headline 4. HHS proposes broad Head Start rule changes that could affect childcare programs and workers. The Department of Health and Human Services published a proposed rewrite of Head Start program rules on August 7th. The proposal would remove a number of detailed federal requirements and give local Head Start programs more flexibility. Among other changes, it would remove some requirements concerning staff breaks, staff health exams, staff mental health information, and a requirement for a classroom worker or home visitor to speak the main non-English language used by most children in a class. What to watch? Watch the public comment deadline, changes in the final rule, and whether local Head Start providers say the proposal would alter staffing, family outreach, or program costs. Headline 5. CMS announces recent rural health investments in 4 states. CMS announced several recent federal healthcare investments: $4.2 million for medical transportation in West Virginia, care coordination funding in North Dakota, $35 million for rural health facilities and transportation-related improvements in Pennsylvania, and $90 million for health information technology and care coordination in South Dakota. These are federal grants and program investments, not nationwide changes to Medicare or Medicaid eligibility. What to watch? Watch for grant agreements, project timelines, and local announcements that identify which hospitals, clinics, transportation routes, or patients will be included. And that's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan, so follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, make your own call, and we'll save you a seat tomorrow.